And now we have another live broadcast in the Pianoforte Salon series. And here is your host, Scott Thomas.
Thank you, Lisa. Welcome to the Pianoforte Salon series at Columbia College Chicago, a live broadcast produced by the Pianoforte Foundation and sponsored by Columbia College Chicago. The Pianoforte Salon series is being presented from its new location at the Sherwood Conservatory Recital Hall here at 1312 South Michigan Avenue. Today's artist is Laura Fenster, and we're proud to say that she is a native of Montreal, but has been in Chicago for quite some time and is a local quote-unquote artist, though she's performed extensively throughout the U.S. and the world as well. As we said, Laura is from Montreal. She graduated from the Quebec Conservatory at the tender age of 14 years with a first prize in the piano concours, the piano competition. Her teachers were Yvonne Hubert and Philip Cohen, and she still mentors with them, and also Dr. Rudolf Ganz here in Chicago. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the program. She has her degrees from the University of California, a master's from the University of Southern California, and an advanced music performance study from Concordia College, a diploma in advanced music performance studies. She's performed on television, and she's no stranger here to WFMT. She's been a soloist and accompanist in the Dame Myra Hess concert series and here on the Pianoforte Salon series, to which we welcome her with very warm regards today. Laura is presently a member here at Sherwood Conservatory Music, a member of the piano faculty. So local is indeed an apt description, as we are in the Sherwood Conservatory. For her program today, she's picked a Russian series, mostly Scriabin and Rachmaninoff. We'll talk more about Scriabin. She has some interesting things to say about him, and Rachmaninoff as well. We're going to hear the Etude in C-sharp minor, Opus 2, the Five Preludes by Scriabin, also Scriabin's Sonata No. 4 in F-sharp major, and we'll hear three of the Moments Musicaux by Sergei Rachmaninoff. We begin, then, with music of Alexander Scriabin on this Pianoforte Salon Series concert. This is the Etude in C-sharp minor, Opus 2, No. 1. Please welcome pianist Laura Fenster. Scriabin's Etude in C-sharp minor, Opus 2, Number 1, played by our artist this afternoon, Laura Fenster, who now continues with more music of Alexander Scriabin, his Five Preludes, Opus 74. These are from 1914, and the Five Preludes have very interesting musical directions. Number 1, douloureux and déchirant, sadly and heartfelt. The second, très lent and contemplative, very slowly and contemplative. Then the third is a little more straightforward, allegro dramatico, dramatically allegro. The fourth, lent, vague, indécis, slowly, vaguely, indecisively. And the fifth and final, fier, belliqueux, or proudly and perhaps bellicose or aggressively. The Five Preludes by Alexander Scriabin.
Thank you.
Pianist Laura Fenster and music of Alexander Scriabin. His Five Preludes for Piano, Opus 74, works from 1914. And we continue with more Scriabin during this Piano Forte Salon Series concert at the Sherwood Conservatory Recital Hall on South Michigan Avenue. More Scriabin. This is a work that is earlier than the piece we've just heard, the Five Preludes. This is his Sonata number 4 in F sharp major, his Opus 30 from 1903. It's a two-movement sonata. The movements, though, are connected. There's no break between the movements. The first movement, Andante, the second, Prestissimo Volando. Once again, pianist Laura Fenster, Scriabin's Sonata number 4 in F-sharp major. Thank you. Alexander Scriabin's Sonata No. 4 in F sharp major, his Opus 30, in a performance here at the Sherwood Conservatory Recital Hall by pianist Laura Fenster, who's joining us now. Laura, welcome to WFMT and to our on-air listeners. Welcome also to Sherwood Recital Hall, to which you're...
I'm acquainted with it.
You're quite acquainted with
thank
it.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. And you say you like to program in interesting ways, and I think you've done that today with three Scriabin works, followed by a work by Rachmaninoff. And these gentlemen were these composers, both great pianists, both great composers, both born a year apart, so they're exact contemporaries, but they're really from two different musical worlds, aren't they?
That's correct. Scriabin, actually, there are many interesting things about the comparison between the two of them.
Yes.
Scriabin changed enormously during his life, mm-hmm. during his work, and that was one of the reasons that I programmed it the way I did with mm-hmm. one of his very earliest works and his latest piano work, in fact. And you see an enormous change in style.
Yes.
The first one could have been by Rachmaninoff, in fact.
That's
could
true.
Be been one of the slow ones that I'm playing mm-hmm. later. And the last ones, they're almost atonal. Not completely, but they're very close to being atonal.
The five preludes.
Yeah. And they actually show a very similar change as Schoenberg. Mm-hmm. And one can only imagine what would have happened had he lived longer. I mean, he lived, what, 40-something years?
Yeah, 43 years or so. Very young
time to have died. And who knows what 20th century music would have been like had he lived any longer.
Much, much greater influence, perhaps. He influenced it in a major way anyway with his piano writing and his orchestral writing.
Right.
I guess I would maybe think of the comparison between Scriabin and Rachmaninoff as Rachmaninoff, the maybe a little more conservative, but the arch-romantic at the end of the Romantic
Absolutely.
Era, bringing it into the 20th century. Scriabin was just kind of out there. He was maybe ahead of his time, and he had lots of interesting ideas about music and how it related to other arts, and he was a proponent of synesthesia, too, wasn't he?
Apparently synesthetic. He saw music in color.
Colors.
Yeah. But the other interesting thing about him is that he really was a mystic, and his mm-hmm. music really reflects that. I mean, his... you can hear the trills and the bell sounds mm-hmm. and so on, which are out of the mysticism. And the, you know, you think of, for example, as the opening of the sonata, it's bliss and ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you have Rachmaninoff being quiet, then it's not mysticism, it's not bliss.
Yeah.
It's not even ecstasy when he gets passionate. It's passion and romanticism
mm-hmm.
and wearing the heart on one sleeve,
right.
you see.
Exactly.
So it's very different emotional worlds. But on the other hand, there are very many similarities. They both really loved piano color.
Mm-hmm.
They really worked with the piano and just enjoyed the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful for a pianist to be able to play this music.
Oh, it is.
I would imagine there are four... For me, there are four piano composers who are just, that's what they are. They exist for the piano, almost, and that's Chopin, Liszt, Rachmaninoff, and Scriabin.
All great pianists themselves and
right,
composers
exactly.
as well. A bit more about the five preludes, the musical directions. I would say they're almost, perhaps not, but bordering on maybe impressionism or a mood they're trying to convey just by the musical instructions or directions alone.
That's true, but just look at what kind of emotions they're trying to convey.
Mm-hmm.
Deshiram actually means heart-rending. Any romantic composer, you might think that is heart-rending, but they would never write that. They wouldn't write contemplative, Schumann would write inwardly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way they wrote saying indecisive, there's absolutely no other composer that I know of who could write play indecisively, you know. So it's very 20th century in a way,
mm-hmm.
and beyond impressionism in that sense.
So he was a very colorful character, very interesting, and I think he would be at home these days with all the technology we have at our disposal. I think he tried to make concerts, we use this term, experience, you know, but he liked that sort of thing where you would have maybe displays of color and involve all the arts and besides just having a concert artist, he would try and involve all these other parts of artistic life in a concert experience, I suppose. So with all the technology, he may have been
who knows
very well at home. Well, about you, I mentioned earlier that you studied with Dr. Rudolf Ganz, a very well-known mm-hmm. name here in Chicago for many years. He was head of the Chicago College of Music, Chicago Conservatory College of Music.
Right, and then when I was there, it was called Chicago Musical College.
Chicago Musical College, which eventually is now part of Roosevelt University.
Right.
But back then it was an independent institution. And
no, actually when I was there, it was already part of Roosevelt.
Oh, was it part?
Yeah.
Okay, well, my history's a little tawdry. But anyway, but Dr. Gahn stands out. He was a large figure in Chicago's musical life.
Right, and just a wonderful person, a very kind and wonderful person, and someone who had a history with piano playing and composers. He was able to tell me about how Ravel wanted things done. And in fact, Ravel dedicated the Scarbo, I think it was, to him.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah,
that's
exactly right. So he was able to say, this is really what Debussy meant when he wrote Pedal this way, or when he didn't write Pedal, it meant Pedal, you know. he was able to speak very authoritatively about the Impressionists, and that left a very big impression. But I think that also the other great figure in my life was Phil Cohen, has been Phil Cohen, who's, I think, one of the great teachers now. He lives in Montreal, and I get to see him occasionally, thank goodness.
Well, that's good. Tell us a little bit about your early life. You graduated from the Quebec Conservatory at 14, very young age.
Yeah, it was actually a very interesting experience because I think it's interesting actually for what kind of a musical life it is. Mm-hmm. It was completely government supported. Mm-hmm. And to be able to do that, I don't think there are very many places where you have complete government support. There was no, you don't have to pay for it. And
So they recognized your talent and...
Well, no, everyone who went there was there on complete scholarship.
I see.
I think later it morphed into a place called the Vincent Dandy Musical Institute.
Oh, and, interesting name.
Yeah. I've sort of been back to visit.
Well, good. And here in Chicago, you teach, you perform a lot. You've performed at Orchestra Hall and in recital, and you've performed at the Dame Myra Hess concert. So you're no stranger to the radio here.
I guess not. Well, Orchestra Hall was actually, I did with my duo partner, Martha Fallhaber, we did the Visions of Amen.
Tell us about that, because we just broadcast parts of the University of Chicago Messiaen Festival, and so this is very timely.
Except this was some time ago that he did this.
But you said it was you think it's the first Chicago performance.
I think it may have been, I don't remember anybody else doing it before us. And, you know, I guess in a way it may even fit in with the mysticism of
Scriabin.
People who have, both Scriabin and Messiaen, who have extra musical, except they wouldn't think of it as extra musical probably, associations. The religious or the mystical was very much a part of who they were as composers.
Mm-hmm. It was their part of their being.
Right.
So all very interesting. So what draws you, I suppose, the mysticism of Scriabin is what draws you to his music? Is that?
No, I wouldn't say I'm a mystic.
You're not a mystic?
No, but I sympathize with it.
Okay.
And no, what draws me to it, I think, is the pianism. I just love what they do with the piano and the fact that there's always such emotion in it. And that's true of certainly of the Rachmaninoff.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the Rachmaninoff, his moment musical or musical moments.
They're not very well known. There are six of them. And
these are early works, aren't they?
Yeah, Opus
Fairly
16.
Early. Yeah.
And they just go over the whole range of the piano and the whole range of emotion from really passionate and heroic to tragic and contemplative, dare I say.
So what we're going to hear is more pianism rather than mysticism, say, from Scriabin. It's in the real world.
Yes.
But it's very, very. I assume these are very difficult to play as well. Rachmaninoff is not
They're
easy.
Very much like the Etude Tableau in that respect. Yeah.
Well, why don't we hear them now? Once again, Laura Fenster is going to move over to the keyboard of the Fazioli 9-foot Concert Grand here at Sherwood for a performance of... Thank you. She'll be playing three of Rachmaninoff's Moments Musicaux, numbers 1, 3, and 4 in B-flat minor, B minor, and E minor. Once again, pianist Laura Fenster. Thank you. Ralph Fenster, concluding her program today at the Sherwood Conservatory Recital Hall with three of Sergei Rachmaninoff's MoMA Musico, Opus 16, in B-flat minor, in B minor, and E minor, respectively, numbers 1, 3, and 4. Laura Fenster, well-known here in Chicago as a concert artist, once again returning to the applause of this audience at the Sherwood Conservatory Recital Hall on South Michigan Avenue. Next week on the Pianoforte Salon Series at Columbia College, Chicago, hear a recorded broadcast of pianist Ya Ting Liu and Blas Gonzalez playing music from around the world as part of their Pangea piano project. And tomorrow, November 22nd at 3 p.m., Pianoforte invites you to a pure piano concert featuring Austrian pianist Ingrid Marschner. Ms. Marschner, known for her interpretations of Bach, Mozart, and Schubert, will perform the complete Goldberg variations. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for students and are available at pianofortefoundation.org. The Pianoforte Foundation hopes you've enjoyed today's broadcast from the Pianoforte Salon Series at Columbia College, Chicago. This recital was presented on WFMT Live from its new location at the Sherwood Conservatory Recital Hall at 1312 South Michigan Avenue. Plan to tune in 98.7 WFMT again next Friday at 12:15 when the Pianoforte Foundation presents another recital from the Pianoforte Salon Series. Our engineer today is Mary Mazurek, and until next week, this is Scott Thomas returning you to Lisa Flynn at the WFMT studios.
7 minutes past 1 o'clock, and this is WFMT Chicago, 98.7 FM, a service of Network Chicago.